Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Roy Williams' favorite Dukies are only half the story. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. For some reason, other than it being a long wait before basketball season, Sports Illustrated decided to ask the Hall of Fame Carolina coach about his favorite Duke players. Really? Must have been a very slow news day for SI. Old Roy's third favorite Dukie was Shane Battier, even though his Kansas teams only played the Battier Blue Devils once in an NCAA second-round loss, with Battier getting 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 blocks in 40 minutes. Battier was not only a great college player and unsung pro, he was such a smart, nice kid that people used to say he could be the president someday. But Roy's first and second Royal Blue favorites are interesting choices, to say the least. Williams said he had started to recruit Christian Laettner and Grant Hill when they were both in high school before Roy left Dean Smith's bench for the head job at Kansas. Laettner joined the Blue Devils the next season and Hill 2 years later. They both starred in the 1991 Final Four that Duke won. That was an ultra-painful weekend for Tar Heel fans who went to Indianapolis hoping their team would beat Roy's Jayhawks on Saturday and take on unbeaten and number one UNLV in the championship game. Didn't happen, of course. Kansas upset the Tar Heels and played Duke on Monday night when Laettner had 18 points and 10 rebounds. Freshman Hill only had 10 points, but two came on the famous flying alley-oop dunk on a fast break in the 72-65 victory. Laettner claims that when he called Williams and told him he was going to Duke, his mother cried because she wanted him to play for old Roy, who was in his last season as an assistant to Smith, so that story doesn't make much sense. And Williams was entrenched at Kansas by the time Hill, supposedly a lifelong Tar Heel fan, surprised everyone by picking Coach K over the Dean. Calvin and Janet Hill wanted to tell Smith in person, so they let the UNC coaches come to Virginia for their scheduled dinner. Smith and his aides knew something was up when Grant left the table and went upstairs to do his homework. The Hills told Smith they respected him so much they preferred giving him the news in their living room. His assistant saw how Smith could respond to such a selfish idea when he said, teeth clenched, "We wish Grant well at Duke, but I could have been home having dinner with my family." Had the fiery Williams been there, perhaps Hill would never have made his top three Dukies. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.